today.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. So glad that you joined us tonight. It's Stephanie with you today.
Jeremy.
And Mark.
And Jeremy is joining us. Usually you hear me and Mark on the show on Sundays. And by the way, this is a live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live, live every night from 7 to 10 p.m. Jeremy is joining us today all the way from Australia. Right, Jeremy?
All the way from Australia. That's right. It's winter and about 12 o'clock in the afternoon. No, it's about 9 in the morning there.
9 in the morning and winter in Australia.
Yeah.
What does winter in Australia look like? Because, I mean, it's hard. Australia is this kind of place that the United States doesn't have the greatest picture of.
Yeah, I know.
There's a lot of desert.
There's never been a war between the U.S. and Australia.
Right, so. I don't know. I do know that it's a big island down there someplace.
And lots of kangaroos.
Yeah.
But they don't generally hop through the city like we'd like to think.
No,
but
bears come through cities here. So.
Kangaroos can kind of kick, right?
They do, yeah. I do have friends in Canberra, which is the capital of Australia. They're the only people who have told me they actually have had kangaroos like in their yards and stuff, but generally they're out in the woods, in the bush, as they say.
What about koala bears? Do they hang out in your yard?
No, it's hard to... My wife, she's from Sydney. I'm from Spokane over in Washington State. But my wife, the first time she saw a koala bear in the wild was when I was traveling in Australia with her when she was 26. And she'd lived there for 26 years.
Gotcha. So. Yeah, certainly. You can live in the United States without having seen a bear anytime.
Or a deer.
Deer, a lot more prevalent.
Yeah.
So, a lot of people want to see moose when they come to New Hampshire, but they don't get
moose. Yeah, we've been staying in New Hampshire for a week now, and we've been driving up. We were out in the White Mountains and driving up looking for a moose up in the roads. We never found any skunks.
Yeah.
We saw a lot of skunks in a yard.
Porcupines?
Good pictures. No porcupines. Are there porcupines in New Hampshire?
Yeah, there are.
Yes.
Lots of them. Yeah. So, Jeremy, you did Free Oz Radio. Some people might know you from that, right?
Yeah, maybe about 400 people might know me from that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's more than, what do they say, with podcasting, everyone will be famous to 15 people, I think.
I think that it was
or
an
is
old
that 15
Warhol
seconds of fame?
Yeah. Well, Warhol had both those quotes, as I understand it.
Yeah, yeah. That's because it's on Facebook. It said, Andy Warhol... With podcasting, everyone will be famous for 15 minutes.
Yes, I think the podcasting brings to life Andy Warhol's quote that everybody will be famous to 15 people. I don't know that Andy Warhol ever had any idea that podcasting would come around. But, you know, what I want to know about is the geography of Australia. I mean,
we actually do have a call on the line. Do you want to take the call first?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, let's go right to the phones. This is, of course, a show where you can call about anything that's on your mind. And we've got Mike listening in California. Mike, are you with us?
Yeah, waited all day for your show to come on. Hey,
all right.
From Australia that's on. I was wondering if he could answer a question about guns.
Jeremy, would you like to answer it?
Possibly. I've been there since 2005, but so a little while, but we'll see.
What's your question, Mike?
Well, everything I've researched about the outlaw of guns in Australia, the people that advocate the outlaw of guns always cite that massacre that happened. I was wondering if there's any evidence to suggest that that was a staged attack, possibly like the FBI does here, that they get low-grade morons to carry out an attack and then say that they were terrorists, you know, and the FBI supplies the bomb-making material to people here.
What's the massacre
like
situation?
In Tasmania, I'm not sure how many years ago, it was a Columbine-type massacre, if I remember correctly, and basically they did a gun buyback program, and hunters can still get licenses to hunt and have hunting guns and whatever, but just in general, it's hard to own
handguns.
No handguns, really, yeah. I'm completely for gun freedom, but guns have never been that interesting to me or a pet issue. And also the same thing with sort of, I guess, conspiracy theories. I'm the same way where the government does so many things in the open that I don't really delve into conspiracy theories, so I haven't read anything about that being a staged attack or anything like that. Doesn't mean that that's not out there.
Well, Mike, does that answer?
The FBI is supplying bomb-making materials to people they find at homeless shelters. That's not conspiracy. That happens here. And I guess I'm just wondering, how do people feel now that they can see that having guns taken away does nothing to affect the rate of crime and actually helps crime take place?
Yeah, I don't...
Is there any evidence that crime has gone up as a result of people not being able to have handguns in Australia? Because some would say that that's the case, that handguns deter crime. And it's, you know, I mean, it makes a certain amount of sense.
And I've seen that evidence in England, for example.
Yeah, but I don't know.
But I haven't specifically seen the evidence in Australia. And I do believe it. I believe that where criminals know there aren't guns, they're more likely to be violent. However... At least in the media, the violence is a lot more prevalent in areas of America that don't have guns than I've seen a lot. Like, that massacre is the last one I've heard about in Australia. So.
All right. Mike, anything else on your mind?
No, that was it. I appreciate your show and everything you guys do.
Okay, thanks so much. I appreciate your call. All right, so we were going to talk about the geography of Australia, but I also had a question for Jeremy. You said you moved there in 2005?
Yeah.
Was there a specific reason that you moved there, like because it was freer or something? Where were you from originally?
I was from Spokane, which is 4 hours east of Seattle and Washington State.
Thank you.
So is this one of those situations where people from the United States think you sound like you're Australian, but people from Australia think you sound like you're from the United States? Is that kind of the way it goes?
Last night you said I sounded like I was from Australia. No one's mentioned
that. Yeah, you do.
Yeah, that's cool. But I haven't heard that from anyone else in the last 2 weeks that I've been in. Over 2 weeks I've been
in. Just being nice.
Oh,
good night, Mike.
Being nice, I think the Australian accent's cool. That's nice to say.
Yeah. I haven't brought it up.
And actually, Australians usually ask if I'm Canadian, and I don't know if they're just being nice, because people around the world often... conflate the American government with Americans.
Yeah.
And
do they?
Yeah. Living in Japan and Australia.
You've lived in both?
Yeah. It's not a big
issue.
Do you feel
like people conflate you with the United States government
foreign
policy?
Not me.
Okay.
Not me, but Americans in general that they haven't met, they think are... pro-war and...
I haven't really traveled abroad much since 9/11. Basically since 9/11 I've been on the air and growing a radio program, so I don't have a lot of time for a vacation. Compared to Ian, I take a lot, but not much.
Back to Florida.
Right, back to Florida. I don't have time to, travel around the globe or anything like that. And so, I haven't really noticed, people have never said anything like that to me. I just don't know.
Yeah.
So was it a search for freedom, Jeremy, or did you have other reasons?
No. I when I was 25, I decided I didn't know what I wanted to do for a job or anything, so I decided to go live overseas for a bit, and that was in Japan that I went and taught English. And within about a month, I met my wife, who's from Sydney in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved being a foreigner, just having something different about me and whatever. She didn't like it so much, so it was easy to decide which of our countries to settle in.
Gotcha.
She didn't like the idea of going to the United States?
Actually, she was one of the people who, I think, conflated Americans with the American government.
Sure.
And she's completely changed in that, having, been with me and...
There's something to be said for people get the foreign policy they deserve. I mean, I don't know that I entirely agree with it, but there's something to be said for it.
Well, I read somewhere that, and this isn't, Australia's just as democratic as the U.S., if not even a little bit more so. But I read somewhere that a lot of, or maybe I heard you say it, I don't know, that a lot of, I hear you say a lot, but that maybe countries that aren't so democratic hear about America being the land of the free and democratic and everything, and so they think, well, the American government is the people, so therefore whatever the American government is doing, it means the people support that.
Sure. When, in fact, the American people know very little about what their government is doing because mm-hmm. they basically say, well, those folks take care of it.
So real quick, Jeremy, by the way, you can call us at 855-450-FREE if you want to talk about Australia or anything else. We still have some news we wanted to discuss. But real quick, is there any chance that you may be thinking about moving to New Hampshire?
We are Free State Project members. The only commitment right now is within 5 years of 20,000 people.
All right. Sounds good to me. It's Free Talk Live, and there's more coming up. We'd love to hear from you tonight.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves and a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the show. You are listening to Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733 is our number. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition with Stephanie.
And Jeremy.
And Mark.
And we would love to hear from you tonight about anything that's on your mind. One more time, 855-450-3733. By the way, did you know that if you have something that you want to hear discussed on Free Talk Live, we can't make any promises that we're going to get to it, but if you put it up on the front page right over at freetalklive.com, which is our website, you can get lots of eyes on your article, and you can also bring it to our attention, and if it's interesting, we'll talk about it on the show. So freetalklive.com, it's right there at the front page, and you'll find lots of other features there as well. Gentlemen, did you want to talk about, Mark has a message
Real quick, I want to talk about bitcoins. Jeremy, you make a living working with bitcoins, is that right?
I do. And don't tell my competitors, because they probably think I'm really small and...
I mean, would be competitors. Your website is spendbitcoins.com.
It is, yes.
And people can go there and buy things from Amazon and several other sites.
Amazon, Amazon, PayPal.
You don't buy anything from PayPal, do you?
No, but through PayPal.
Okay.
A lot of sites accept PayPal, so there's... I don't know, 10, 20 different sites. Most of the business goes through Amazon and PayPal.
So people can buy things online through, you know, online retailers, namely Amazon and others.
Yeah, if you have some bitcoins and you don't really know what to do with them or you don't want to change them or whatever, you can go through there, right?
Yeah, and Spend Bitcoins will buy whatever it is, and, you know, they've got instructions on how you go about purchasing them. I've done it, and it's relatively easy. So can you tell people what bitcoins are real quick?
Bitcoins, I like your explanation, which is that bitcoins are internet cash. So, they work just like other currencies, like the US dollar or the Australian dollar. But they're online and they're not through a middleman like a bank or anything. You just want to give bitcoins to someone, you give them straight to them.
You don't have to go through anybody. Nobody inserts themselves in between the transaction with bitcoins.
Or nobody needs to. I mean, there are companies like myself and like BitInstant and that you can buy bitcoins from or spend bitcoins to or whatever, but you don't need to. You can give them directly to the person that you want to use so long as that's what they want to accept them directly. So
yeah, I can't imagine why they wouldn't, but there's probably some circumstance or another. It's a not only is it a currency, but it's a payment online payment device. Is that the right term? Online payment program.
Yeah,
service. I guess it's online payment service at the same time as being a currency.
And I don't. It's hard to know because it's fairly anonymous when you spend bitcoins. Nobody's name is attached to the Bitcoin accounts and whatever, so nobody really knows what bitcoins are being spent on. Illegal drugs is one thing, but my guess is that the vast majority right now is sort of speculation, people thinking they're going to be worth a lot more later on, and they're buying them and holding them, so it's in that way they're thinking of it as a store of value like gold or silver. So there's lots of different...
I use them to buy and sell, and pretty soon BitInstant.com is going to be bringing out a way to do bill pay online, too, so you can pay your mortgage.
We have that in Australia, by the way.
Oh, really?
I've had for a while, yeah. So we have a lot of these spend services that are focused in the U.S., and then in Australia we're more like BitInstant, where people can buy... bitcoins through us easily. Do
you
spend pay.
Bitcoins? You do everything in Australia, but do you do worldwide? You do
a lot of things.
Selling, people can buy anything in most online retailers and through Spend Bitcoins.
You can also buy bitcoins in the U.S. On Spend Bitcoins with MoneyPack.
Never even heard of it.
MoneyPack?
Yeah.
You walk into Walmart or any of those connected stores, buy a MoneyPack for $100 or $200, $500. It's $20 up to $500, I think. And you come and put the code on our website, and you get bitcoins within a few hours. So
that's what they are. They're an online currency, and we've got some people that are very interested in them that sponsor them. So if you want to get some bitcoins, you can go through BitInstant.com. That's BitInstant.com.
All right. Well, I wanted to get into this article about Twitter. This is kind of disturbing. Apparently, Twitter says that the U.S. government is requesting information about users on Twitter, and that the number of these requests has been rising. The subheader here, this is from AlJazeera.com, by the way, so another foreign paper reporting on things the U.S. government does that aren't so nice.
But, you just can't count on the domestic news agencies to hold the United States government to account. It's sad.
Right. I mean, all their incentives are against that because they want to get those politicians on their shows and they want to have interviews with them and stay in their good graces.
I can't explain. I mean, that isn't enough to explain it all to me. I have no idea why they do it, what they do, but...
Mm. Mark. Maybe there are other things involved.
Domestic news services are just crap when it comes to exposing things the United States government's doing that's tyrannical. You know, I don't know if they're just brainwashed. I don't know.
Do you think they feel invested in being Americans and they want to be
I can't imagine this is a great country? I can't imagine for a second that they're not. I mean, I tend to believe that, and most people I've met tend to believe the United States is, most people that are Americans tend to believe that the United States is the best country on the planet, bar none, and so therefore it can do no wrong. Even if it does some bad things, it doesn't do nearly as bad, many bad things as the other countries have done, so you better hush up and just keep it quiet about the bad things it's done.
Well, I guess that's what happens when you're taught from a really young age to think of yourselves as part of the we, you know, the collective we, right?
Yeah.
We were in Iraq. We need to spend more money on Social Security or whatever phrases you hear. It's always sort of teaching yourself to think of yourself as included as being tied to the government.
Sure. They want you to be, they want you to say a Pledge of Allegiance. They want you to be allied with them in their, depredations, whatever those might be. And that way, you know, when the CIA overthrows the Shah in Iran and... institutes the Shah in Iran, overthrows whatever government was there previously, then that's fine. Mm-hmm. Whenever they're involved in attempting to overthrow, Castro and the Bay of Pigs, it's fine. It's okay. When they're involved in Nicaragua funding a gang of killers called the Sandinistas, it's fine. and it's not. And it's not me doing it just because
there are a lot of people who don't want to participate in that in any way.
Yeah, just because I said the Pledge of Allegiance when I was in school, because I was told to, does not mean that I'm allied with that kind of thing going on. The people who did that are the people who did that.
Yeah, thank you. And if you, of course, have experience in the media, you want to shed some light on sort of why is it that there's so little coverage of any kind of government tyranny within the U.S., periodicals. I mean, it's great that we have access to the internet, because otherwise I don't know if we'd really be finding out about a lot of it. But if you have any insights about that, please call us. 855-450-FREE is our number. So this from aljazeera.com. Twitter says American government requests keep rising, they say. More requests for user information in the first half of 2012 than in the entirety of 2011, predominantly from the U.S.
So the first half of 2012, there were more requests than there were in all of 2011.
From the U.S. government.
From the U.S. government. Yeah. Or Twitter information. What kind of information?
For information about users.
So they just want to find out IP addresses and things?
I assume it's IP address, because I guess if you really want to be anonymous on Twitter, what else can you really do?
I don't know.
Some people give their phone number to Twitter because they want to get tweets on their phone. So maybe they would have that information. Twitter said in its first transparency report that the number of government requests for user information or to block content is rising in 2012. And we'll get more into this.
Block content?
Yeah. They want Twitter to take down people's tweets, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah. In the U.S. I mean, I know they did this in Egypt, but
right.
Yeah, in the U.S. We'll find out more about this for sure. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE is our number. Please give us a call, and there's more coming up. Stay tuned.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been, thankfully, the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's Stephanie with you.
And Jeremy.
And Mark.
And you're listening to the live Sunday night edition. Free Talk Live, of course, is live every night of the week from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Find us at freetalklive.com. And while you're there, check out listen.freetalklive.com. That's the subdomain where you can find all the ways you can listen to the show, including the live internet streams, all of our radio affiliates, the satellite, webcam, and listen lines. So lots of different ways to get Free Talk Live into your ears over at listen.freetalklive.com.
Also, if you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, and you want the best name brands, and you want them at the best prices that you can find on the internet, because that's what it's been every time I've looked at, done some comparison shopping at ManVentureOutpost.com, they always have the best name brands at the best prices. Whether it's knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, whatever you might need for the outdoor enthusiast in your life, you can find it at ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and you can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
Okay, gentlemen, we were starting to talk about this article from Al Jazeera describing the requests for information that that Twitter has had from the U.S. government trying to not only get information about users that's not public, but also to block content that's coming out on Twitter, but we do have a couple of phone calls that I'd like to get into. Let's talk with Christopher in Florida. Christopher, are you with us?
Hey,
Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Gotcha.
Okay. I'm not a journalist, and neither am I a daily Twitter. But I am a U.S. citizen.
A twit? A daily twit?
Tweet. Tweeters.
What?
Tweeter. I'm just making a Twitter joke. Go on.
Okay. Sorry. I haven't been on Twitter in a long time. So, but I do have an account. I just haven't put anything on there forever.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't our First Amendment right freedom of speech? And so the U.S. government wants to,
I would say it's a natural right, you know.
Right.
Not
natural
just.
Natural right, freedom of speech. Mm-hmm. I kind of enjoy that right because I like to, say whatever the hell I want, pretty much. So,
sure.
But, okay, so if this is that's a First Amendment right. And back in the day, you would, you hear stories and you read stories and books and most of it's fiction, but there's a grain of a truth to all of it. And it talks about corrupt government or, sheriffs or whatever, corrupt people back in the day that would, censor the press and want to censor the press and not want things printed because it was going to hurt their political reputation or whatever. And,
mm-hmm.
and that's been one thing that journalists have always been, firm and strong about is freedom of the press and freedom of speech. So, I mean, I can understand, say, if U.S. government is getting, concerns about, maybe censoring it, like maybe people talking about, body parts and so on. And I have a 10-year-old or 12-year-old cousin that's technically on Twitter. She probably says she's 18 if that's a requirement. I don't know what the requirements are on Twitter anymore, but, just about everything online, I mean, is 18 or above. And all you have to do is,
a lot of it is 13 or above. I think there is some, maybe a federal law in the U.S. about sort of creating accounts where you give out any kind of information. So a lot of them will ask you for your birthday, but I think, you know, like a 13 or 14 year old can make their own email address. They can do a lot of things online.
Facebook will certainly let, you know, somebody.
Oh yeah, little kids.
Yeah, they let certain ages on, and it doesn't take anything but a lie to get on. And
right.
you know, Facebook allows you to cuss all you want, and that's half the internet now. Facebook, and the other half is Google.
Second most popular website. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's. I mean, they're trying to take away our rights as U.S. citizens. So I don't know if that's going to help anything, but
well, Christopher, let's so as U.S. citizens, let's refer to the Constitution here. You mentioned First Amendment and rights as U.S. citizens, and I question this. The Constitution is written in plain speech, so the average person can read it, and they don't.
Right.
They don't. They don't have any idea
yeah.
that you do. Like you say that speech is the First Amendment,
and they
it certainly
aren't going to give you the Cliff Notes version that really emphasizes your rights in government school either.
But I'd be willing to bet that if you went out and asked 95 people, if you asked 20 people, that only 19 that out of 19 of them wouldn't be able to tell you the five rights that are contained in the First Amendment, or you know maybe even three of them. I don't know for certain, but
I'm trying to figure out if I can do it right now.
Technically, I can't either. I mean, I hear about the First and the Fifth all the time. You complete
sure.
the Fifth, you complete not to tell, or you can choose not to tell whatever, plead the Fifth. And then there's the First Amendment rights you always hear journalists talking about. So
First Amendment is speech, religion, press,
assembly,
and the redress of grievances.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, those are the five.
We got them.
But the thing.
So why does it matter?
The Supreme Court has been given appellate jurisdiction and then placed itself through a ruling that it was, you know, it was the final arbiter of what the Constitution says. So, frankly, it doesn't matter what you and I read in the Constitution because what we read doesn't matter. If that were so, then there wouldn't be 20,000 gun laws in the country because it would say that you know the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. End of story. But it has been infringed. The right to speech has been infringed.
And people endlessly debate about like that comma that's in the Second Amendment, like the well-regulated militia comma being necessary to.
Then why are they throwing people that publish dirty magazines in jail or websites? Because they're obviously
right.
using speech in the press. There's not an issue of commas there. The fact
well,
is
right,
that they
yeah.
say that rights can be mitigated, and if rights can be mitigated, then there are no rights.
And that's why I think that we should look at this not from a framework of coming from the Constitution and the Constitution gives us rights, but that we have these rights as virtue of being human, as because we're human beings, basically.
Right.
Yeah. Christopher, any other thoughts?
What kind of tweets are they wanting to take out? I mean, if a 14-year-old's on there and she's reading about penises and vaginas, then that might be a little something to censor. But if it's
Sounds like her parents.
Her parents' purview, not the government. Thank you for the call, Christopher. We'll discuss that a little bit more as we get into this article. But we do actually have another call waiting on the line. Let's talk with Kelvin in Colorado. Kelvin, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hi, Stephanie, Jeremy, and Mark.
Welcome.
Speaking a little bit to what you guys were just discussing, I've gone and tried to read some of the writings of the founders, and particularly the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and I've been appalled that they have these sentences that run forever. You know, I would be forked out of English if I had run-on sentences like that. So,
in those days, the longer your sentence, that meant something about you.
Things have just changed as far as grammar goes. They say it's inalienable rights, but it was unalienable. You know, whatever.
Well, it makes it a lot harder when you're trying to, there's formal methods of breaking down a sentence and, the subject and the object and all that stuff to really analyze what is being said in this sentence. And when you have a sentence that's 35 words long, it makes it really tough to figure that out.
And this is one of the problems that I have with the Constitution. I mean, we're talking about 230-year-old technology. This is the oldest governing document in the world. And, of course, it was put together by committee, and, of course, it's got flaws in it, and it's incredibly difficult to modify. Not to say that I want the modifications that most people are going to make to the document, because most people are going to make, modifications like, I read one today.
Right, to clean water, like the UN Declaration of Human Rights.
Right.
And I want everybody to have clean water, too, but should somebody else's rights be infringed to provide that to them? And I think the answer is no.
The fact is, I have the right, I own my body, and everything comes from that. That means that I have the right to speech, I have the right to religion, philosophy is the way I choose to interpret that. I have the right to, do what I want on my property. But that doesn't mean that I have the right to impose anything on anyone else. If I have the right to free medical care, that means that somebody has to provide me with a doctor.
Well, and another important point, we never consented to the Constitution. We didn't sign that. We were just born here, and now we're expected to be subjected to it. It's Free Talk Live. Kelvin, hold the line if you would. I want to talk more with you on this. Free Talk Live, there's more coming up. 855-453.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkit with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in the 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday edition with Stephanie.
And Jeremy.
And Mark.
And we thank you for joining us this evening. 855-450-3733 is the number where you can call in and bring up anything that's on your mind. Also, please go to news.freetalklive.com if you want to keep updated with the latest news about Free Talk Live, including email updates. You can find our Twitter page. Well, as long as the U.S. government doesn't take down Free Talk Live's tweets, and also our Facebook as well. So news.freetalklive is the place to go if you want to find all that. Okay, we were speaking with Kelvin in Colorado. Gentlemen, let's go back to the phones and bring Kelvin back on. Kelvin?
Hey, yes, I'm back. What I wanted to talk about was something pretty amazing, that, or at least to me, that I found out. Did you know that several countries, including Ecuador, use the United States dollar as their currency?
Yes,
I did know that.
Belize does that too.
That sort of blows my mind that another country would use the currency of, you know, a different country.
Why not?
To run. Well, I thought that the use of the currency was one of the, you know, or the manipulation of the currency was one of the most powerful tools that the bureaucrats had to mess with the economy.
One of the most surefire ways for them to lose their power, however, is to lose control of their fiat currency, and the vast majority of them tank really quickly.
I think Zimbabwe's on the U.S. dollar after their dollar tanked as well.
Makes sense. They don't want to lose their power. They certainly have some of it, and if they stick with what is currently the world's reserve currency, the United States dollar, it's an easy thing to take. It's taken worldwide, and
although some people speculate that the U.S. dollar isn't going to be the world reserve currency for too long,
some have, but yeah. Currently adoption of it is on the way up. People will show here and there where Iran is trading with China, and they're not using dollars.
the world's going to end. I don't know what's going to happen. I've certainly heard a lot of predictions.
It seems like the people in Ecuador have about as much control over the U.S. government's handling of the U.S. currency as the people in the U.S. do. You know, like, it's controlled by the Federal Reserve. So we can't do anything about it. Neither can the people who use their currency in Ecuador. It's pretty much the Fed.
This is leading to is I've become really interested in Bitcoins recently, and I was thinking that this might be a good alternative to be adopted at some point as a currency of, you know, a national currency. And then I thought, well, that'll never happen because they're not going to want to give up the ability to inflate or mess around with their own currency. But
it might get that status, in fact, like de facto, everybody will be
wanting.
Yeah,
I'm wondering, with Greece having its monetary problems, if a lot of Greeks might just go to Bitcoin.
Well, if you've got to ask yourself if, as a person who believes in, say, money that's of value, is if a country did business in gold and silver as opposed to some fiat currency, and as far as I know, not a single one does. They hold gold and silver, but they have their own fiat currencies. If one of them did that, wouldn't we take their money? I mean, people will buy solid gold Krugerrands. People will buy, solid gold maple leafs. As I understand, it's maple leafs is the only time you'll ever say leafs as opposed to leaves.
Interesting.
Yeah, the more than one gold metal coin made in Canada is called a more than one is referred to as leafs as opposed to leaves. Anyway, people are happy to do business in these foreign. There's I think Austria has the Symphony, and Australia has, I think they've got koalas or something on theirs. But,
really? Is that true, Jeremy?
Probably old ones, like the U.S.
I so want a gold koala.
They've got different types over there, there's no doubt. And so, I mean, people would definitely take those. They would do business in that. And I think that I would think that some little country could really change their fortunes if they went on this. But there has been, and this is delving into the realm of conspiracy, I don't know, I'm not going to claim to know, but the claim is that countries that try to go on to the gold standard get invaded. Iraq, Libya, I mean, I've heard...
I didn't know Iraq tried to go on to the gold standard.
I can't verify this because the internet's so full of crap.
Well, there is another explanation for this, though, I mean, which is Gresham's Law, which is that good, bad money drives out good.
Sure.
So basically what people's behavior is like when there are competing currencies is that they want to hold on to what they value more, so like maybe hard money or bitcoins, and they want to spend the, quote, worthless FRNs, the things that they don't really think are of as much value. So
they are going to hold as much value anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So then
and
there
let
are
me
lots
explain
of
that. Explain that in real life, real quick. If you're talking about you've got gold and you know that the United States is devaluing its dollar, and rather quickly when you
you're going to hoard your gold.
I've heard that the dollar is devaluing at 10% per year when you start figuring in all the facts. Not their numbers, but you go to shadowstats.com, and I believe that they do a pretty good job of breaking
it
down.
They stopped publishing some of the indicators, like M3, right? There was an index.
That's correct.
Yeah.
It's difficult. You've really got to do a lot of studying to figure out what the manipulation's all about. But if the dollar's devaluing at 10% per year and gold and silver are going up and you have the opportunity to pay somebody who just did some work in your house in, 90% silver dimes or little paper green dollar bills, well, you're going to say, well, I want to keep the things that are going up because acquisition costs money and I want to get rid of the things that are going down. So you'll get rid of the dollar bills.
Yeah. So then they're in circulation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kelvin, any thoughts on this?
No, not really. Just that I just see a tremendous potential there and an incredibly disruptive technology that could bring the entire world more in the direction of the free market in that the Bitcoin is a truly market commodity and is not able to be manipulated other than, speculation and things like that.
Right.
But anyway, I'm just jazzed about it, and I hope that it
thank you.
Succeeds.
Yeah, thank you so much for the call, Kelvin. Take care. I'm excited about it, too. I think all of us here. Jeremy has been spending a significant amount of his time on Bitcoins lately.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I'm excited about them, too. I don't know when a country is going to jump onto the Bitcoin bandwagon, and I think that they would be, the countries would be a little down the pipe from this. This isn't, for one, I think that you could deal with a lot of problems from the United States government.
They would probably be more likely to see it as a threat to them.
Well, and therefore tell whatever country it is that, hey, if you want any kind of favored nation status, that you better not take that as your currency.
Yes, we have ways of making you talk. Yeah. Twisting arms. Let's go to the phones again and talk with Brian in California. Brian, are you with us?
One, I think it's here. A lot of problems.
Hi, Brian. Would you mind turning down? I'm getting some audio in your background. Turn down your radio? Okay, that sounds better. Absolutely. Yeah, go ahead with what's on your mind.
Oh wow! Well, I've been listening to radio for so long now. I don't. What is the current conversation about?
Well, it's Free Talk Live, so you can actually bring up anything that you want to talk about.
Our call screener.
Our call screener had said that you wanted to talk about freedom of speech, but whatever's on your mind.
Then that's something that's going on now. Yeah, Congress is they're regularly changing the Constitution, adding all different amendments where. We're less and less freedom, supposedly, but still you can travel throughout the country and experience all the freedoms that we have, that we've had for years. But, no, I was talking about these people that I've been listening to on the radio just now. We're traveling up through California, up to Seattle, and they're talking about how the world might end, and that's kind of crazy. But it's funny because I've been talking to all these people, and I have an uncle that works for NASA, and he was talking about how this extinction-level event is going to happen this year.
I would be pretty skeptical. I mean, somebody says the world is going to end week.
I'm not a big conspiracy theorist. I'm not. But my uncle, he worked for NASA for like 45 years.
Sometimes NASA is wrong, and often actually.
I would like to find people that predict this.
NASA is like I took.
Well, sometimes they make mistakes. Yeah.
No, they don't. They don't make mistakes.
They never make mistakes?
There's this planetary divide that's coming towards the planet right now. That's going to cross this year.
What's coming?
A planetary body. It's like
how big is it?
Mass of iron. It's like a big iron ball.
Is it as big as Pluto?
No, way bigger than Pluto.
Bigger
I'm
than Pluto.
Joking. I'm not joking.
No, I'm asking
it's
you.
It's going to cross. It's like a
Pluto's
comet.
The International Astronomical Union said Pluto isn't a planet anymore. So I just wanted to find out what when you're talking about planetary size.
It's a planetoid. Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, now we have 8 planets, and we have Pluto. Look, astronomy is not my main subject, but my uncle, and he was talking about this. This big iron body is going to cross. I wasn't even trying to talk about that, but they were talking about the world to the end, and I thought about that.
Well, clearly, if it's made of iron, the solution is magnets.
I Googled this really quick, and I couldn't find anything. Brian, thank you for the call tonight. It's Free Talk Live, where you can call about anything at 855-450-FREE.
Magnets,
iron, the earth, the
cobalt.
End of the world, anything that's on your mind.
Stay tuned.
It's Free Talk Live, and there's more coming up.
There's a legendary piece of equipment in the radio world. It's the CC Radio 2. It has the best AM reception, bar none, thanks to their twin-coil ferrite AM antenna. It also has stellar FM reception, plus ham and weather. I recently got one, and it's the nicest radio I've ever owned. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane Company, their products are lauded for their quality by experts the world over. I highly endorse the Sea Crane Company. Get the CC Radio 2 at seacrane.com. CCRANE.com.
Get in the zone!
Prices at the pump are tough to take right now, but the experts at AutoZone have advice to make saving gas as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, keep your tires properly inflated. 2, perform a simple tune-up. And 3, pour in a bottle of fuel system cleaner. Doing these 3 simple things can help make a real difference so you can stretch out the time between fill-ups and stretch your gas dollars further. Come on into AutoZone today for even more gas-saving tips, because parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship.
How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods Quick Fix Easy-to-Store Food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable, the more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.